All right, it's 4 o'clock. We'd like to call the meeting to order. Nathan, would you mind leading us in prayer?
Sure. Let's pray. Father, thank you for a beautiful day today. God, we pray for all our students, our administrators, our teachers that serve those kids every day. We pray, Lord, as spring break comes up, you'll give everyone safe travels and bring everyone back safely to continue our school year. Just be with us tonight as we go through this agenda. We do the right thing for those children. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I'd like to welcome everyone to today's meeting. Would you mind standing in the Pledge of Allegiance? Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyone ask to speak public comment?
No public comment.
Looks like we have all five board members here, so we do have a quorum. Item number 7.
Proper procedures for board meeting notification have been met.
Okay. Item number 8.
I recommend that we adopt the agenda.
Okay. Have a motion. Have that recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Item number 9.
I recommend that we approve the February 9, 2026 minutes.
That recommendation, do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item number 10.
You have in your packet the December 2025 financial report for your review.
Okay. Item number 11.
You also have in your packet the January 2026 financial report for your review.
Item number 12.
I recommend that we approve the revised wellness policy.
Have that recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item number 13.
I recommend that we approve the agreement for participation in the Medicaid Administrative Claiming Program.
Have that recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item number 14.
I recommend that we approve the joint purchasing agreement for participation in the Alabama CNP cooperative.
I have that recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item number 15.
I recommend that we approve the revised energy savings budget for Center Middle School.
Okay. Have that recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item number 16.
I recommend we approve the pest control agreements for Cedar Bluff School and for Cedar Bluff School Lunchroom.
Okay. Have the recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item number 17.
I recommend that we accept the bid for used bus tires.
Okay. Have the recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second. Any discussion?
That is the sole responsible bidder.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item number 19.
18.
Oh, 18, sorry. Yep.
I recommend that we declare the items listed as surplus property. That's items 1 through 13.
Have the recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item number 19.
I recommend that we approve the travel listed, those 4 trips, items 1 through 4.
Have that recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item number 20.
I recommend that we approve personnel action items A through I.
Have that recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item number 21.
I recommend that we approve the professional development activities as listed in your packet.
Recommendation, do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item number 22.
You have the current job postings there for your review.
Okay. Anything under superintendent update?
Just a couple of things under update. We do want to congratulate a couple of student athletes. Ava Haygood from Cherokee County High School has been selected to participate in the Alabama High School Athletic Association Volleyball All-Star Game. And also for the All-Star Cross Country Meet, Caitlin Stiefel from Sandrock School. So we congratulate both of those. We had a JAG program team, a project-based learning team for the Jobs for Alabama graduates. That included Chloe Kelly, Chloe Abernathy, Amy McCullough, and Katie Ramsey, all from Cherokee County High School. And they placed first in the project-based learning competition. So we congratulate them as well. And all of our schools have once again achieved Purple Star School status. The Purple Star School Program recognizes the efforts of K through 12 schools in the state that are committed and supportive of military students and their families as they transition to their new homes and schools. And we appreciate our schools meeting those qualifications and being military family friendly. And a pretty big deal for Cherokee County High School being selected as a class school of distinction for 2025. That's for their ACT boot camp program. And this is a very big honor for the school, and this award recognizes school programs that serve as outstanding educational models for other schools in Alabama. And there were only four schools in each of the State Board of Education districts selected. Four schools there in our district. So congratulations to Cherokee County High School. And then, of course, it's that time of year when our personnel action items include a lot of retirements. And so I believe this evening we approve retirements that had 156 years of experience. So again, we always congratulate those people. We're proud that they have reached a point in their career where they can retire and wish to retire. We wish them well, but we will miss that kind of experience and those people in our system. So congratulations to them. That's all I have.
Okay. Item number 24.
Next regular board meeting would be scheduled for Monday, April 13th at 4 o'clock here at the central office.
If there's nothing else, we will stand adjourned. Thank you all for coming.